All right, very good. We picked up Rick. We'll add you to the list there, Rick. We'll be down to you here shortly. All right, moving on down our list. Next, we'll go to Minnie, KDH-PAZ, and stand by Fred. Minnie, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Well, good evening, KDH-MMH. This is KDH-PAZ. I'll say good evening to all the other guys on here tonight. Got a good group in here tonight. Kind of miss some of the other ones that's not in here that's usually in here. So anyway, today I went and done my laundry and then went to Meijer's and bought a few groceries. Saturday I went to Saginaw with my two granddaughters and my daughter and my one granddaughter's mother-in-law-to-be and a friend of hers. Went to Dave's Bridal and my granddaughter bought her wedding dress there on Saturday. And after we left there, we went to Olive Garden for dinner. So other than that, not doing too much. This is KDH-PAZ, back to KDH-MMH.
All right, well, very good, Minnie. Appreciate you joining us tonight. Sounds like you had a busy weekend there, too. Fine business on getting the granddaughter's wedding dress picked out. I'm sure that was a fun experience for you. I'm glad you had fun doing that. All right, continuing on down our list, next we will go to Fred, KEHQCO, and stand by Rick. Fred, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Good evening, Mike, and everyone on the net. Yeah, I guess I'll second the simple green for the roof cleaner. It's I use that on our other camper for, I guess it was 13 years, 14 years we had that camper, and tried to get up there once a year and do it with the simple green, and that also works pretty well for the black streaks down the side. I just keep a squirt bottle of that 100% and just squirt a little on, and it comes right off, so that seems to work pretty good. So, but with that, I'm going to say back to net. This is KE8QCO.
All right, very good, Fred. Appreciate you joining us tonight. Yeah, I've used the Simple Green for some other things, but I haven't used it on the camper. I've used, I had like a gallon jug of the Meguiar's Gel RV and Boat Wash, and that seems to do a pretty good job. Yeah, I'd like to get the whole thing washed and waxed, you know, in the spring and then get it washed again in the fall. This year, unfortunately, I only got the one wash, and I did get a little bit of it. Was it Sunday? I think I managed to wash a little bit of the areas that had some black streaks on them from some of just the last rain and dirt that we had. So it's cleaned up, you know, fairly good to put away for the winter anyway. All right, next up we'll go to Rick, KC8VOA, and that will bring us to the bottom of our list. Rick, good evening to you, sir. Go right ahead.
Good evening, Mike. Yes, it's been fairly busy this last few days. As a few of you know, we helped out with some tower work there on Thursday. And I thought maybe Tom would be on and talk about it a little bit.
LADAC. Repeated
diagonal. This 2 meter, 70 centimeter antenna was working fine. Thought maybe we'd hear him on the air tonight. But no, we didn't. Friday, winterized the camper. Saturday, I had intended to take it up north and park it, and got loaded up, and the wife says, I'm sick. So that didn't happen. So I did manage to wash it again. Got that all ready to go. And then she says, well, let's take it up Sunday. So we took it up Sunday. It was kind of late in the day. Went after church, and I said, we're kind of pushing it. She says, oh, let's just go ahead and do it. We got it up there and got on the lot, but didn't have time to put the winter cover and stuff on it. So went back up today and completed that. So been pretty busy. And with that, I'll turn it over to K8MMH from KCVOA.
All right, very good, Rick. Appreciate you joining us this evening. Yeah, that's another thing this time of the year, too, when it's getting dark earlier, 7 o'clock-ish or so now, kind of makes it tough. You just get started working on stuff and later in the afternoon and think you can get more done, and before you know it, it's turning dark on you. So one of the disadvantages of this late, and then I guess here in another week or so, we do the daylight savings time, and then it'll even be worse yet. We'll be down to 6 o'clock, and before you know it, it'll be dark out at 5 o'clock. So, all right, brings us to the bottom of the list. Before we start with our 73 round, I'll take another standby here. Is there anyone else that would like to join our Monday Night Net? If so, please call Net Control.
This is KEA NKN.